as long as they are in a position to persecute you, they will not permit you to fight alongside with them. Rest assured, this is not going to happen. As long as they persecute you as not Muslims, non-Muslims, not Muslim is the word used by the constitution, so I say not Muslim. But let's call it not non-Muslims. As long as these people treat us as non-Muslims, how can they associate you with their fight, in their fight for the sake of Islam, which fight is practically non-existent? That is the second point. In fact, there is no real jihad at all. No organized jihad at all. They are fighting with each other, vying with each other for their local supremacies and feuds. And Islam, poor Islam is abandoned totally. What I said was that I reminded Ahmadis that Ahmadiyyat is not at all a new religion. It is the first responsibility of Ahmadiyyat and the primary responsibility of Ahmadiyyat to defend the cause of Islam wherever it is to be defended. So I pointed out that Masjid Aqsa is one of the sacred places of worship which must be defended if it is attacked. If we are permitted to take our part, permitted to take our share in that defense, I told the world that we are ready. You will never find us lagging behind. In fact, we will be in the foremost of among the foremost of those who will shed their blood for that sake if needs be. But at the same time, I mentioned in that khutbah that apparently I don't see any chances of these, because these people will not permit us. And moreover, their fight would be their fight is so disorganized and meaningless and purposeless that so far it has always kicked back. Instead of achieving something for the Muslim world, it is helpful, it has been instrumental in losing what they held previously. So it's a war of loss from the Muslim side. It's a war of gain from the enemy side. This is the tragic situation. If Ahmadiyyat participates in this war, it will participate meaningfully, only meaningfully, otherwise not, with the purpose to gain, with a wiser policy and more viable policy. And if we reach that stage where they listen to reason and they believe in us, that we are in fact leaders created by Allah to lead them to glory and victory, at that stage there won't be that enmity and persecution you are speaking of. Understand this point?